Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning June 14th and ending on Sunday the 20th, which is when we have the midsummer moment of the summer solstice. So, our year, our solar year, is half over at the end of this week. The light half of the year is definitely going to start waning, and so we're coming to a fruition point in this week, and it starts out in a strange way. Monday, kind of tricky day, because we have the retrograde Saturn exact square now to Uranus and Taurus coming in at 6:01 p.m. Change and the resistance to change and how it manifests in people's actions and communications. And with the moon in Leo, where we are, we've already had some of the feeling coming in during the day with the square to Uranus and Taurus at 3:27 p.m., which is always going to show the huge discrepancy in values and how one person thinks money should be spent and how another person thinks. It's very, very different. You know, the Leo energy is very grand because it is the sign of the kings and royals and stuff. And that's not what Taurus is about. Taurus is about preserving and maintaining. You know, a good myth for Taurus, a fairy tale myth, is King Midas. You know? And so it doesn't really work when the diva wants a new tiara, you know. So it will be a difficult time to get involved in discussions like that. And, you know, it's best to keep low profiles in all of these conversations, because just 1 minute later also, 3:28 p.m. is when Moon opposes retrograde Saturn. So this is now an issue of freedom versus loyalty. And again, it's just conflict, and then the two planets come in at 6:01 p.m. So you'll probably be hearing, seeing things in the news, because we're seeing a lot of things on that realm right now. And I'm about to take a sip of my coffee because it's very early, and I have a very busy weekend coming before this week ahead, and so I'm trying to get this done before I have to go out. With Mercury retrograde, of course. And so after the planetary square, the Moon in Leo has been going towards a sextile to retrograde Mercury in Gemini. That completes at 12:58 a.m. on Tuesday. So there can be lots of conversation and perhaps, you know, discussing all of these things that occurred. And yet plans are not to be made at this point, unless the very immediate plans, because of the retrograde Mercury energy. But it is a night that one would be interested in entertainment also. Moon in Leo likes that. On Tuesday, we get a little bit of a shift, and a very welcome one, when the Moon in Leo sextiles the Sun in Gemini until 1:27 p.m. Here, we have a romantic, flirtatious, very easy flow of energy between people in general. And we are in a waxing first quarter, so it's a time when you can get in touch with people and particularly present creative ideas, or, you know, ideas for plans for entertainment activities and things like that. The Moon is void, of course, after 1:27 p.m. Eastern, all these are Eastern time, on Tuesday until the Moon enters Virgo at 11:02 p.m. So that gives Moon and Leo a good day for relaxation and pampering, which is something Moon and Leo would always like to do. And so that's a good afternoon for that. Moon in Virgo does the opposition to Jupiter in Pisces at 3 a.m. exact on Wednesday morning, so many of us will be asleep for that. But the West Coast, that's only midnight, so you've had a few hours of that coming in. So, you know, it's kind of difficult to get things organized when somebody else is expanding fantasies. So that's what you're probably experiencing out there. But when we wake up here and everywhere in the U.S. on Wednesday, we have the moon in Virgo going trine Uranus and Taurus. And that will be until 11.07 p.m. And you know, Uranus will retrograde eventually, but at this point it is our only outer planet that is left in direct motion, except, well, I guess Neptune and Jupiter. Jupiter's going this week and 5 days later Neptune. But Uranus will be the last to go in August, mid-August. So we do have, you know, the other two planets that are retrograding are standing still now, so it's really kind of the only planet that is literally direct at this point. And so it's a good day to take advantage of Moon in Virgo, trine Uranus and Taurus, because you may be needing to make some changes and put some ideas that you've already had into motion. And this is a good day to do that, taking care of the mundane aspects in that way, also electronically paying your bills, which is a Uranus and Taurus thing to do. I mean, you know, that the check is going the way of the dodo bird, but we still have it in cash. Who? What's that? So Uranus and Taurus is how you can get those things done. And, you know, shopping for those things you need too. Moon in Virgo is going to square Mercury in Gemini retrograde, and that's in the overnight for us here on the East Coast. And then it is exact at 6:16 a.m. here on Thursday. And this is, you know, people are rethinking things. And so that's hard to fit things into boxes when people are having change of idea, change of mind. But after this moon in Virgo, we'll have a sextile to Venus in Cancer, at least, until 8:07 a.m. here. And that will give those of us who are up a chance to have good conversations about things that affect the home and family and our health and diet, or make some ideas or plans about those things. But on the day of Thursday the 17th, as we are moving towards 4:55 p.m. when this aspect is exact, it is the opposition for Moon in Virgo to Neptune in Pisces. And that is always a struggle day because, again, the Moon in Virgo, I mean, it's very responsible. It feels the need to serve and make sure and analyze and be precise and perfect. And Neptune is not, definitely not in that realm. And things that you thought might not be what they are, really, and you may be finding those things out, or where the deception has been in either your thinking or somebody else's communicating, and maybe people who were supposed to help aren't showing up or hard to get in touch with. So that's your Thursday until after 4:55 p.m. in the East Coast, and then we get the Moon in Virgo stabilize again and feel a little bit more under control of life and everything. Even though it's a trine to a retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, it's still a trine, and that is exact at 10:18 p.m. And you know, here is where you can take some of those confusions and start seeing where you may want to make some deep level changes in your structures and your projections, your goals, and such, especially if you're into career matters or public life issues. And then we will go into the Moon in Virgo square Sun in Gemini, Thursday at 11:54 p.m. exact, where we have a challenge between those Virgo feelings of order and need for that and the Sun in Gemini, you know, looking at a million different ideas. So that also, that square, is bringing us to the second quarter phase, which is the phase where we want to get things going and start nurturing projects and plans. The Moon is void, of course, right after that square, though. And on Friday the 18th, it will enter Libra at 4:54 a.m. Eastern. And it will give us a very good day, Friday, because the Moon in Libra will go sextil Mars in Leo. That's a new energy for us at the moment. 12:32 p.m. is when that is exact. And that can be actually very romantic and playful in that sense with Mars in Leo. But it's also a time to discuss things like investment and issues about children. And this is where your discussions can go well. And then Moon in Libra goes toward the retrograde Saturn in Aquarius to make a trine exact at 3:18 a.m. on Saturday. And here we have, you know, also a good way of communicating different ideas. We've got the retrograde planet, so we may be going back over future plans. Things may need to be adjusted, timing or methods, or even our goals may be starting to shift and change. So we're getting closer to Mercury's direct phase. But Mercury is still retrograde, and the Moon in Libra goes right to trine Mercury at 9:22 a.m. on Saturday. And here, once again, what are those new ideas? Moon in Libra wants to discuss them. And the day itself is Moon in Libra square to the Sun, Venus in Cancer at 5:07 p.m. Now, that is an interesting one because Venus rules Libra and the Moon rules Cancer. So there is more ability for both to come to some middle ground. The square is a challenge aspect, and it is asking us to find the answer that works for both sides of this square. And this is a time when we might be able to do it. Moon in Libra, a little bit more involved with, let's say, for instance, if you were going out to eat, the Moon in Libra is more involved with the environment of the restaurant. And Venus in Cancer is a food lover, so Venus in Cancer is looking for the right tastes and quality of food. So, you know, that it's that kind of thing. It's not a terrible challenge, but it has that difference to it. And, you know, you might be able to come to a good conclusion on, you know, the beauty and the nourishment aspect. Moon in Libra square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn after this for that evening and until 1:37 a.m. on Sunday, the 20th. Now, that is a more difficult challenge, you see, because this is the every month dealing with wanting justice and balance and harmony and trying to get that message across to someone who's not concerned about that at all, much more concerned about the outer world, the public life, the maintenance of a position of power. And there is also this idea of change that needs to be made, but, you know, Pluto's going to make that change. It didn't advertise for opinions, let's put it that way. And you may even hear that, I didn't ask for your opinion, kind of communication. If you feel you must get into a debate while this is coming in. And this is, again, it's basically after 5 p.m. Eastern and until 1:37 a.m. on Sunday. too bad we're missing a lot of the harmony of the lights this time, because Moon and Libra trine Sun and Gemini exact at 6:52 a.m. on this Sunday the 20th, which is Father's Day in the United States. And so that's a very lovely energy for those who happen to be awake and aware. The flow of relationship and conversation is beautiful. And the flow within us is also in harmony, our yin and our yang. Well, in the morning, the moon will enter Scorpio at 7:58 a.m. And so we get an early morning trine to Jupiter in Pisces at 11:35 a.m. to start Father's Day off. However, Jupiter retrograded at 11:06. And Jupiter has been stationed to the retrograde, you see. So it hasn't been quite as expansive or able to give as many benefits as we might have liked. So Jupiter's retrograde is going to take us not only back through the early experience of Jupiter in Pisces and what have we seen, but it will take us back into Aquarius at a certain point. And I shall look that point up right now, because that's something you should know. And I will find it in a moment. Let's see. I don't think it's going to go back until July. And it is July. It is basically the 29th of July, which is also when we have... that's 29th of July is a moment. We're going to have Mercury change signs. And so Jupiter goes back into Aquarius until December, when it will be direct and it will go into Pisces for the Pisces, real Pisces transit. This was just as I called it in my forecast, dipping a toe into the ocean of Pisces. We begin to understand the difference. So that's what's going on. But unfortunately, we do have a moon square Mars, and it's fixed signs, Scorpio to Mars and Leo, until 5:29 p.m. on Sunday the 20th. And that could be difficult if you're going to get into issues. Again, this has a lot to do about values, because Scorpio is also a sign of finance. It has to do with the shared resources. And Mars in Leo has a desire to be the leader, and, you know, it's very strong positions. So try not to get too involved if, you know, let your father have the last word today. It is Father's Day. And try not to get involved in discord. Because even after this, Moon in Scorpio gets to square Saturn for the evening and the overnight. So it's kind of like, I hope you had a nice brunch and then you all went your separate ways kind of a day. Honestly, I'm sorry to say. The square to Saturn is going to come in on the 21st, which is Monday, at 5:09 a.m., followed quickly, of course, by Moon in Scorpio's opposition to Uranus and Taurus at 6:02 a.m. But we're happy to have those overnight and out of the way, because those are extreme challenges also. Moon in Scorpio is not having as much fun as it used to have. Once now that Mars is in Leo. But big news is at 11:32 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:32 p.m. on the West Coast, the Sun enters Cancer, and that brings us to the peak. That brings us to the solstice. The Sun stands still on the horizon line. And that is basically what is going to start the decline of the light, because 3 days of standing still on the horizon has to do with the angle of the Earth's axis. So for the northern hemisphere, we have been having the sun on the horizon moving more and more towards the north, and now it will start to slightly, after the third day, start moving south. And if you are a horizon watcher, you'll see. It was very interesting. I have a meditation chair that faces east, and very clearly know when I have to have my shades drawn against the rising sun. And it is in the other time when it is in the south, and then once it comes further north, the wall is blocking it. So I'm very aware of the horizon movement. Most of us aren't. We haven't been trained into being aware of it, so, you know, that's understandable. But this is what's happening. So this moment, this summer solstice, is the solstice that takes place during the summer. In the old days, this was called, you know, you had Midsummer Eve. That would have been Saturday night. It's Midsummer's Eve. And that would be, you know, that magical time. You know, Shakespeare wrote a play about it. It's the fairy time, and, you know, lots of romantic entanglement and all kinds of things like that. Midsummer means the middle, doesn't it? Midsummer. And we had midwinter also, and it was the middle of the winter when we had the winter solstice. And the reason that I keep pushing this on you isn't because I'm trying to be a bad mommy. It's because this is reality, you know? And we certainly are having plenty of summer before this, June 20th. And you will see that we're going to start moving now more and more out of the blossoming time and more into the fruit in the harvest time, which is what happens now between this moment and our first harvest is August, and that is the midpoint holiday between this and the autumn equinox, when we actually go into the fall agricultural season. Because why? Because we're not pushing our energy into creating as much. We are reaping and taking the fruits of the harvest. Okay, so it's just that it's reality. I'm a big, you know, where can we find reality in a world so full of lies? This is a place you can find it, but this, we've been told a lie about it, and we've believed it for so long. But that doesn't change reality. Reality exists no matter what. So when we get to this, now we're going to have the sun in Cancer, which is actually not the great place for this fiery planet, but it's going to make us, you know, in that realm of Cancer with our expression. We're going to be looking more at family. We're going to be feeling more sensitive. We're going to have our communications fluctuate, you know. We may be more involved with food and things, and, you know, we get into the seasonal outdoor eating activities with others that we seem to be able to have this year. So that whole issue confuses me still very much. But you know, people are doing what they used to do, it seems, now. And so this, you'll see the barbecues, you'll see all of that stuff coming up. Sun in Cancer is one of the signs, because Cancer is the waves that come in off the shore, the waving action on the shoreline. People want to go to the beach. They're going to be making beach trips and stuff like that. So Sun in Cancer, also putting an emphasis on the need for security and the quest for feeling that emotional security. So there you have it, the forecast for the week. Next week, we are going to have Mercury go direct on the 22nd, We will have a full moon on the 24th. That will be a Capricorn full moon. Neptune will retrograde on the 25th. And Venus will enter Leo on the 26th. So next week is a big energy shifting time. And that's what we'll be talking about. And I wish you well with particularly Monday this week. Just, you know, be aware and ask to be in the right place at the right time. And all will go well. And I'll say goodbye for now.